Thank you, Mary. This is one of my favorite songs. Our opening hymn this morning is on page 437. Please stand as we sing together, "This Is My Song."
Would you join me in the call to worship? The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
The risen Christ is with us.
Praise the Lord.
And now turn to page 81 in your hymnal and join me in the affirmation of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
World with
Please turn in your hymnals to page 431 as we sing together, Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as Creator, children all are we. Let us walk with each other.
Seated.
Would you please now join me in the prayer of intercession in unison? Creating God,
you are the source
of all that was, that is, and that is to come. Direct us that we may do what is right, just, and merciful in your sight. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Redeeming God, you have created and redeemed us to be your people. Continue to guide and sustain your church, now and in the days ahead, that you will make on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Sustaining God, you have been present with your people from generation to generation. Undergird your servant during this time of transition and be with all who experience changes in life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you have bound us together to work for you to reign on earth. Bless this new phase of ministry and grant that all of us, by drawing even nearer to you, may always be close to one another in communion with your saints. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pray with me. Lord, I want to give thanks to you for allowing all of us to live on this mountain that you created and bless the gifts that you are about to receive. Amen.
First thing I'm going to ask you to do is to turn in your hymnals to page 12. And that's where we're going to begin our service of communion. I'm an old man who spent a lot of time in the pulpit, and one of the things that I love to do is the service of communion, because it is so important in our lives. And before I do that, I've got the yellow slips up here, and you're going to have to forgive me because I can't. Can you hear me? Okay. I have a tendency to speak low. Okay. Terry and Mary Shrew ask prayers for his brother-in-law who is having heart issues. And Chuck Smith asks prayers for Ann Manser, who is home recuperating. And he said she'd appreciate all prayers. There's a prayer from Chuck Smith for John Brickman and his heart procedure in Albuquerque on Thursday. And Chuck Smith asked prayers for Rose, who lost her husband last week, Andy Burns. They both had worked at New Village Hardware. Prayers for Ed Wotan's health. Ed is over in Cruces. I don't know what's going on with him. I haven't heard any message. So if you have something on Ed and you know about it, if you would tell me after the service, I would appreciate it, because that way I can put it out on the prayer list. And Jackie Maxson asked for prayers for Lori and her family as they cannot have returned, and she's been quiet 2 weeks. And Jackie, if you would tell me when you get through, I apologize. And Pat and Dan Cooper, health concerns for Ed Wotan, Glenn Gillette, plus victims of the hurricane close to Florida, Georgia, North Carolina. Mary, you had one. What? Okay, Ed Wotan. And I'd also ask prayers. I don't think it's serious enough to worry about going to the hospital, but I need to see the doctor. My blood pressure just shot up on Thursday night. And so if you keep me in your prayers as well. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God, so often as we come to look at the things that happen in this world, we forget to think about those around us who are having problems. I'm thankful for Chuck Smith, for him keeping up on who's going and who's doing things and keeps the prayer list going, because that's an important ministry we have in this church. And I'm thankful for that. I ask that you be with the people, not only in Florida and Georgia and all that area as the hurricane moves in. But I also ask for prayers for the people in Odessa, Midland, where the shooting was last night. And we ask that you be with each one of them. And Father, guide our leaders. Help them to set forth a peaceful and joyful look at the world instead of picking on each other. If they could lead us in peace, we could have more peace in our families and in this world. And I'm thankful for their leadership, but I'd wish they would be at peace. Now, Father, be with us as we share in this service of communion. Amen. In case you're wondering, communion has always been important to me. I can remember when I first started my ministry, I could not give communion, and I had to have someone come to my church to do it. But it was so important, I found someone every time, and I'm thankful for those who were willing to give their time. Now let us turn to page 12. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Now let us offer peace to one another, signs of reconciliation and love. All exchange signs and words of God's peace. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right, a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering and death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery and sin to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit of God. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, and broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice. In union with Christ's offering for us, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory. Beyond you, your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Now may we share together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Now those who come to share in this service, I would appreciate if they would come now.
together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, drink wine together on our knees. Let us drink wine together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy. Let us praise God together on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy. One Lord of all, one cup of blessing which we bless, and we, though many, throughout the earth, we are one body in this world. Gentile or Jew, servant or free, woman or man, no more, one bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing which we
now, Father, be with those who are here and fill them with your Holy Spirit. Let them hear the message that is going to be delivered to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. take anything else you want. Good morning. Would you please join me in your bulletin in the prayer for illumination? Lead me, Lord. Lead me in thy righteousness. Make thy way plain before my face. For it is thou, Lord, only that makest me dwell in safety. Amen. Well, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Jane Sutherland. Can you hear me? Usually you hear me too well. And today is the day before a really special day. Today is Labor Day Eve, right? Labor Day is an unusual holiday, and you'll pardon me if I take my glasses on and off, I forgot my bifocals. Oh, he's helping. Everybody look. He's okay. And I have to tell you a little story about when I lived down in Carlsbad, New Mexico. We used to decorate big time for Halloween. And we put one year on the side of the house. We had a movie going. We had everything decorated. And I'm inside the house waiting for the kids to knock on the door. And I hear this knock, and my then husband goes to the door, and he starts yelling for me to come. And I thought, oh, Lord, is there some problem with one of the kids? So I ran up, and he went, look. And there was this little girl. She was about 10 years old, and she had on a white floor-length dress with a white large-brimmed hat and a parasol. And she looked like Mae West. And he said, look, Jane. And I said, what? And he went, white after Labor Day. So Labor Day is indeed an odd holiday. How many of you sent out your Labor Day cards? No one? That's why I didn't get any. Okay, and all those lovely Labor Day decorations that you could buy to put up and decorate your house, right? No? What about the parade? What time does it start? Here it comes down the center aisle. So Labor Day is just an odd holiday. Now the history of Labor Day is really interesting. And if you Google it, which that's what I do all the time, it will tell you some interesting information about it and biblically. From the internet, the first Labor Day holiday was celebrated on Tuesday, September the 5th, 1882. It is our seventh oldest federal holiday. In about 1880 or 1878, they made five holidays, I believe, Christmas, New Year's, Memorial Day, which was then called Armistice Day, I believe. There was 4th of July and Thanksgiving. And Labor Day came shortly thereafter, but it originally started in 1882 in New York City in accordance with the plans of the Central Labor Union. What a shock. The Central Labor Union held its second Labor Day holiday just a year later on September the 5th, 1883. In 1884, the first Monday in September was selected as the holiday, as originally proposed, and the Central Labor Union urged similar organizations in other cities to follow the example of New York in celebrating a workman's holiday on that date. I don't know why they called it Labor Day. Why didn't they call it not Labor Day? You're not supposed to work on Labor Day, right? Okay. I got kind of confused in my teen years. I thought maybe it was for women having babies, but that was not true either. You see how well informed I was. The form that the observance and celebration of Labor Day should take was outlined in the first proposal of the holiday. There was to be a street parade to exhibit to the public the spirit and esprit de corps of the trade and labor organizations. Well, wasn't that a fun parade? A resolution, this was made by a resolution of the American Federation of Labor Convention in 1909. The Sunday preceding Labor Day was adopted as Labor Sunday. I never knew that. Did y'all know that? This is Labor Sunday? Everybody knew that? No, I didn't think so. What is it today? Well, I think I know the answer to that. It's a three-day holiday dedicated to the joy of having Monday off and going to the sales, if I'm not mistaken. And in Texas, when I was a girl, and I don't know about Texas schedules now, but it was always the last Monday and school started the next day. Is there a biblical Labor Day? Well, let's find out what the Bible says. The Bible says, "Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made." That's from Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. That's as pretty close to the very first of the Bible as you can almost get. So day of rest has been in there pretty much from the beginning. Now, why is this important? This is God's foundation. He rested. He set aside a day of rest from his labors of creation. And as we'll see from future verses, it was not so much the day that would become important, but the spirit, the need for rest that God was ordaining. God would ask us, do you set a time at a time in your week for rest? This is the foundational truth to this message. Then we skip to Matthew 28:1. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. Here is the focus for us. Our Savior rose from the dead on the first day of the week. That would be, of course, Sunday. It means that our Savior chose to give the church for all eternity a day of rest, a day of resurrection, to remind us that our focus as a church must always be on his death, burial, and resurrection. Let's see if there was any change in the church as a result of the Savior's resurrection on the first day of the week. The Bible says, "Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message into midnight." That's Acts 20, verse 7. "On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, but that there be no collections when I come." So Paul was telling them a day of rest. In Corinthians 16:2. These are good verses which show the practice of the early church, their habits of rest, and their application of the first day resurrection to their day of rest. God encourages us to encourage one another that we need a day of rest together as a church. Often in the church today, what we think are needs that leave us exhausted are often considered a great priority rather than setting aside a day of rest with the local church. Our forefathers knew how to rest. I had fun this week Googling under the source hymn time, those old hymns which talked about the day of rest. It's apparent that the Lord's Day was very important for those many generations ago. For example, written in 1774 by John Newton, and yes, this is the same John Newton that wrote Amazing Grace, was the wonderful song, "Safely Through Another Week." "Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek on the approaching Sabbath day. Day of all the week is best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week is best, emblem of eternal rest." And John S. Jones, who in 1889 wrote the beautiful and by today's standards very challenging, "Now the Busy Work Is Done." Now the busy work is done. Now the rest time is begun. Thou hast brought us on our way. Keep and lead us day by day. Now there comes the first and best day of worship, light and rest. Hallow, Lord, the coming day, when we meet to praise and pray, hear thy word, thy feast attend, hours of happy service to spend. To our hearts be manifest, Lord of labor and of rest. For thy children gone before, we can trust thee and adore. All their earthly week is past. Sabbath time is theirs at last. Fold them, Father, to thy breast. Give them everlasting rest. Guide us all the days to come, till thy mercy call us home. All our powers do thou employ. Be thy work our chiefest joy. Then the promised land possessed, bid us enter into rest. I'm challenged by these songs. I'm challenged by because in the days before cell phones and other contraptions that we use, it was known as the Lord's Day was a needed day of rest. Perhaps because of work, perhaps of course of commitments or your schedule, you can't take Sunday off. So take another day. Your body will thank you, and the Lord will bless you. Amen.
Please stand as we sing together, "Forth in Thy Name, O Lord," page 438.
Let us pray. Go into the world and respond to the love of Christ in all you do. Live out the vision God has given to you. May God's mercy, grace, and peace with you. May your channels of God's mercy, grace, and peace. Amen.
Stay safe, dear friends.
Now go get some rest.